Okay, we're on Daf in Zion today. Okay, let's take a look at Zion. Everybody with me? Okay, so if you remember, in yesterday's Gemara, we had a machloket in the Braisa and in Bavam Vez between Reb Meir, Reb Yossi, and Reb Yehuda. So Reb Meir said that you can't even make an effort to adjust the amounts in the ksuba, and even an ineffective effort would turn into a bilat zinois, turn into an improper, relationship. But Rabbi Yossi says a person has a green light to make adjustments. So I didn't mention this yesterday. Rashi yesterday pointed out that according to Rabbi Yossi, they can even adjust it orally. So they don't have to do it in writing. They can even make an oral agreement. And Rabbi Yehuda says, they can adjust it, but it has to be in writing. So that's those two are the main points for today. So Rabbi Yossi holds we can make an adjustment even orally. And Rabbi Yehuda says we can only adjust it in writing. Okay, so we're back on Nun Zayin Amud Aleph, 57a, three lines above where it gets wide. So Kiata Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, usually in the Gemara you have Rav Dimi and Rabin. Usually one comes and then the other one comes, and usually they report what Rabbi Yochanan says. So here they're both coming, but then they don't mention a statement of, or we'll see in a minute, they'll have a little bit of Rabbi Yochanan, but not solely Rabbi Yochanan. So Kiyata Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, Amar Rav Yishuv ben Pazi, Amar Rav Yishuv ben Levi, Yishuv Bar Kapara. So he quotes a memra on the name Bar Kapara, Machloket B'Tchila. Now we don't know what Tchila and Sof means, and the Gemara is going to explain it, but Avo B'Sof Debrei Kolein Amochelet. So it's going to come out in the first Lashon, it means the Machloket is at the beginning of the process. In other words, we have Chuppah, going into Bia. That's what we have. Chuppah going into Bia. So he says the machloka between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, whether it can or cannot be orally modified, that's betchila. Betchila means, we'll see in a minute, before chuppah. Aval besof, after Bia, is ain't a mochelet. Everybody agrees that she can't orally just be mochel her ksuba. That's basically what it comes out to. So it means that, we'll see shortly in the Gemara, but it means that after the nisun are all complete and she has relations with the husband, then her rights in the ksuba are vested. At that point, an oral modification, even Rabbi Yossi holds, we can't have an oral modification. So let me read it inside now, and then I'll repeat it again outside, okay? So he says, Machloket b'chila, we don't know what tchila means, but I told you already, it means before. Tchila here means before chuppah. Aval b'sof debrei kolein amochelet. Sof means after bia. Rabbi Yochanan Amar bein bezu machloket. Rabbi Yehuda says this and that is machloket. So I'm Rabbi Abahu. Rabbi Abahu says l'didi mafarsh l'minei Rabbi Yochanan. It was personally explained to me by Rabbi Yochanan the anav Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi that I Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi lo palgin and adade. We don't have a machloket between us. So even though Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi. Even though Rishon Levi said the name Bar Kapara, Machlok Betchila, but Basof, everybody agrees she can't be Mochelet. And I say that Bein Bezu Machloket, there's no Machloket between us. My Betchila, the Kamar of Rishon Levi, Rabbi Yochanan, according to this version, what's the Betchila Rabbi Shimon Levi said? Betchila Kopam. Now, here when it says Betchila, it really means before. In other words, so Betchila doesn't mean at the beginning, it means before. Betchila means before. And besof means after. That's the way you should think of it for this sugya. So he says, tchila chuppah. In other words, so before the chuppah, then there's a machloket. Umay sof, sof bia. And then what did Rabbi Shimon Levi mean besof? That at that point, there is no machloket because everybody agrees she can't be mochel, just orally. That's after they have bia. B'chi kamin anam, when I, Rabbi Yochanan, said, bein bezu machloket, when I said there's machloket across the board, I meant tchilat chuppah v'sof chuppah. It means before chuppah and after chuppah. The heat tchilat bia, which is also tchilat bia, means before bia. Okay, let's just pause for a second. Let me just repeat for Michael a little bit, and then just repeat for everybody. So we mentioned machloket yesterday between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda about the ability of the parties to modify the ksuba, in other words, downward modification. This is the minimum requirement of manamatayim. So Rabbi Yossi said you have a green light to modify it. So I didn't mention this yesterday, but Rashi brings down that Rabbi Yossi holds even an oral modification is fine, according to the Tana Rabbi Yossi. And Rabbi Yehuda says, if she writes Kabbalti, she's like, she doesn't give, in other words, she says I received money, but doesn't mean she received money. She in writing, like now, or there is a writing that evidences that it was, that then it could be modified, otherwise not. So when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, he reported two statements, one statement for Moshe Halevi, one for Yochanan, and it seems like they disagree with one another, but at the end it came out like this, that in other words, there's a timeline. You have the chuppah, then you have the bia. So according to this version, the machloket exists till after they do bia. Once they do bia, even Rabbi Yossi agrees you can't have an oral modification. Because once they do bia, it's like all of her rights have vested. And then even Rabbi Yossi says it has to be in writing. Okay, that's basically what we learned. No, it has to be in writing. And then he concedes it can be in writing, but you have to have it in writing. Okay? Everybody all right with that? So Remeir in the Mishnah and the Braisa, yeah, he says you can't attempt any modification of it. In other words, for the lower modification, definitely not. Okay, so that's a different opinion. Okay, but we're just focusing on two opinions, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Huda. Okay, now we're having another version now. So we're on the fifth very wide line. Okay, and then Zayin Amin Aleph. He had to Rabin, when Rabin came from Israel, Amr Mishman Pazi, Amr Mishman Levi, Mishman Bar Kapara, Machloket Basof. So he says the Machloket is Basof, and we'll see in a minute what Basof means. Of Bechilu Debrei Akol Mochel. At the beginning, everybody agrees it should be Mochel. And I'll explain in a minute. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Bein Bezu, Bein Zu Machloket. So Amr Rabbi Bahu, Ladidi Mefarsh, the Minid Rabbi Yochanan. So in this version, Rabbi Bahu says it was personally explained to me by Rabbi Yochanan, that Amr Rabbi Shimon Levi Lo Pagin and Adari. We have no machloket one with another. My Lebasop, the Amr Rabbi Shimon Levi, Sof Kopa. So again, Rabbi Shimon Levi said, machloket Lebasop. There's a machloket between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Huda, Lebasop, means after the Kopa is over. Umay Tchila, but Tchila initially, it means before the chuppah. So it means in this version, it means even Rabbi Yehuda concedes. In other words, it's like a spectrum of time, a continuum of time. So the later you go in time, the more stronger the idea that you shouldn't be able to adjust it orally. The earlier in time, the stronger the argument that you should be able to adjust it orally. So in this version, Rabbi Yehuda agrees before the chuppah that they could adjust it orally. That's what he's saying. So b'tchila, even the Tana Rabbi Yehuda says, you can adjust it orally. He says, so machlok lebasof, but after the chuppah, not. Look at the break from Ophelet. And then he says, b'chi kamin anah, back in the Gemara. And when I, Rabbi Yochanan, said, bein bezu machloket, tchila bia besof bia. In other words, I was talking about before bia and after bia. So in this version, in other words, each version has a point where they agree. So in the first version, they agreed that after the bia, you cannot adjust it orally. In this version, it's before chuppah, they agree that you can adjust it orally, and then the machloket goes with you all the way through otherwise. So the machloket is a whole continuum otherwise. Even after bia. That's in this version. Okay? Everybody good with this so far or not? Okay? All right. So now, Amar Papa, this is a key line here in the sugya. So Amar Papa, Ilab Demar Rival, Ladigi Bafarsh, the Nidr of Yochanan, that Abir Bishu, but Lady Lopagina Hadadai. So Rabbi Bahu says, were it not for the fact that Rabbi Yochanan said that I and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi don't have a machloket, Abamina Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi pligi. So I left my own devices, would have said there's a machloket between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. And Rabbi Dimi, the Ravin lo pligi, and Rabbi Dimi and Ravin don't argue. So in other words, like, and this is the way that that Rabbi Levi was explaining. I was listening to him online, but like the recording from it online. In other words, we have the original Machloket Tanayim. Let's think of three generations. We have three Machloket Tanayim that's between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. Then we have the next generation. We have Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon Levi. They're arguing what Remeir and Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda are saying. Then we have the later generation, Rabin and Rabbi Dimi. So They each report a different version. So there's different ways of being miyashiv the whole thing. So the way we were miyashiv it, we said that Rabbi Dimi and Ravin each have a different version of the Machloket, but within their versions, there's no Machloket between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi. That's what they each say. That Rabbi Bau says there's no Machloket between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi. So we have version A and version B. Now, the problem with this version A and version B is it comes out, then it can't be both. In other words, it's got to be one or the other. Either they said A or they said B. One is MS and one is Sheker, basically. That's the way it comes out. So there's another way to do this. And the other way to do it, it would be to say that Ravin and Rav Dimi are really saying the same thing. And we will see in a minute how they could be saying the same thing. But there is a machloket between Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi and Rabbi Yochanan. So in the machloket between Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi and Rabbi Yochanan, that would be another way. We'll see in a minute how this works. So if I do it that way, so the strength of that second version would be that there's just an argument on Svara. In other words, the way we've learned it up till now is machloket what happened. In other words, either A is the correct version or B is the correct version. They both can't be correct. But if I say it's just a machloket and Svara, so then Rashi points out, I could say Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim. They're both, you know, MS in a way. In other words, we know that, like, the Torah, all the Shivim Panim, the Torah, all the different Svaras were given over by the Torah. And you have this Svara, that Svara. So maybe this Svara would be good here, but I could borrow the Svara for another occasion. So Rav Papa is saying, were it not for Rabbi Yochanan's statement, I would have defaulted over to that latter explanation, because it's the way Rabbi Levi was saying, it's more likely that they're arguing this way, whatever. But we'd rather have an argument where the argument doesn't turn on right and wrong, but Svara A and Svara B. We'd rather have the machloket that way than about right and wrong, because here it's right and wrong. Either Ravin has the correct version or Ravin has the correct version. Let's just see back in the Gemara now. He says, this is on Rav Dimi Ravin near the Tosfos Rid. Rav Dimi Ravin lo pligi. I could say that Rav Dimi and Ravin don't have a machloket. My soap become a Ravin. So Ravin was the second version, right? So where's Ravin? Right. Ravin says that machloket lebasof. So he says my soap become a Ravin soap chuppa. That means after the chuppa they have a machloket. And then in Rav Dimi's version, he said, Machloket Petchila. He says, that's Tchila Bia. In other words, Tchila Bia means before Bia. Sof Chuppa means after the Chuppa. So it's really the same thing. That's the same thing. If I say Sof Chuppa and Tchila Bia, that's the same point in time. But it means after the Chuppa, before Bia. That's the same thing. So then there's no Machloket. He says, So the point is that there's another way that we could spin out this machloket. So my Tamash Malan, so the Gemara says, so what is Rav Papa teaching me? In other words, if it wouldn't have been this, I would have said that. But at the end of the day, Rabbi Yochanan said that that is not a machloket. So what do you mean, like, theoretically, if it wouldn't be? But this is the way it is. So ha Tamash Malan, what Rav Papa is teaching me, the pligi trei amoraya atama d'rav shayhu, that we default over to say that two Amorayim have a machlok in Svara, below plead for Amorayim, Liba the Chadamora. And two Amorayim not going to have a machlok at what one said. In other words, one said A or one said, either he said A or he said B. In other words, but they both can't be correct. In other words, I'd rather have the machlok at in Svara rather than a machlok at, you know, whether he said A or he said B. Is it no okay or what? All right, let's go again. So we had two versions about what the machlok. We have Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi and we have Rabbi Yochanan, and they each seem to be saying something different. They're saying something different. So one way to interpret this sugya is to say they are saying something different, and that's what the machlok it is. In other words, is you know, at which point in time can you make the RO modification or not? The other way to touch it up, no, they're saying the same thing, which is the way we went. They're saying the same thing. We have two versions. We have Rav Dimi's version and Ravin's version. One of them is correct and one's not correct. In other words, because one says that the statement was here and one says the statement was there. So Rav Papa says, were it not for Rav Yochanan's statement that I and Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi don't have machloket, I would have explained this whole, all the Shito differently. I would have said that really Rav and Rav Dimi are saying the same thing. Rav and Rav Dimi, they both describe the machloket in the same way, but indeed there is machloket between Rav Yochanan and Rav Yeshua ben Levi, and they have machloket in Svara. In other words, at which point in time can you orally modify the ksuba? So left to my own devices, I would rather explain the machloket that way rather than the way that we did, because we'd rather have machloket just in Svara. Because Svara, that's like the Gemara is filled with Svara. In other words, and even the Svara, I could use another occasion, something like that. If I have machloket in two Svaras, so we say Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim. I can say both of the words of the living God. You have this Svara, I have that Svara. But here, to say Ravin and Rabbi Yochanan, Ravin says A, and Rabbi Yochanan, and Ravin and Rav Dimi, Ravin and Rav Dimi, that Rav Dimi says A, and Ravin says or Rav Dimi says A, and Ravin says B, so that means that's Machlokas and Matzias. I'd rather not have the Machlokas and Matzias. All right.
That's
all right. Okay. Okay. Rav Leibowitz said in the recording, he said he quoted Rav Simon, who quoted Rav Willie, who quoted Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, who said, and he had like the sword from the Briskers that. Sometimes you see machloket, it looks like a machloket of Metzias, but Rav Aaron said that any machloket, anything that appears to be machlokas of Metzias, I can reinterpret it to be machlokas in Svara. In other words, you could shift it over, and that's the way we'd rather do it. Okay. Any questions, comments to us on anything I did so far? Okay. I'm going to move on. Everybody good? All right. Tell me about it. Okay. Now, we're eight lines to the bottom on Nun Zayin Amud Aleph. Okay. About Ethan. Now, let's say you have a betula and she accepted Erusin, and now she's going to get married. But she says, I need time to get ready. So we give her up to 12 months to get ready. Lefarnes Sarasma means to, you know, Rashi's Tashithim, and whatever she needs to do to prepare for the wedding, we give her 12 months. And then after the 12 months, if she's not ready to go, then there are penalties that would click in. He says, similarly, if the woman is ready to go forward with the marriage, the man says, I'm not ready to go forward, we'd give him 12 months to get the act together. And Rashi says, Sarchi Suda Bechuppa. In other words, he's got to get the banquet together, got to get the chuppah together, we give him 12 months. But then afterwards, we expect him to move forward. Okay, now he says ulamana shloshim yom. For an amana, we give her 30 days. Higiyazman v'lo nisu. If the time has arrived and they didn't get married, oklot mishlova oklot betruma. So in other words, the woman is an arusa, and now more than 12 months have passed. So now she's a bas Yisrael. She's entitled to eat truma, according to what the Mishnah is saying right now. He says, Rabbi Kiva Omer, mechsa tefillin, mechsa truma. In other words, at this point, we're going to put the onus of mezonot on the future husband. In other words, now you have to pick up the food bill. And if you're a Kohen, so you give her all truma. Even though, now, there are certain times in the month when a woman is tamea, so she can't eat truma. So then she's up a creek, but she could take the truma and sell it. And then that would be the way to go with that. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Mechsa Tulina, Mechsa Truma. Rabbi Kiva says it's not reasonable to give her all Truma because obviously there's going to be time when she can eat the Truma, so you give her half Truma and half Tulin. Hayavam Enuma Achil Betruma. Now, let's say she's a different case. She's omitted for Yibam, so under no circumstances does the Yavam ever cause her to eat truma. You have to wait. In other words, the same woman, maybe husband number one was a Kohen, would have been a Kohen, and now he died, and now husband number two is the Yavam, but he hasn't done Yibam yet. He cannot cause her to eat truma, no matter how long it's delayed. And we'll see. Let's say she spent 6 months waiting for husband number one, who was a Kohen, to consummate the marriage. It never came through. Then he died. Then she's waiting another 6 months for the Yavam, who's a Kohen, to do it. Nothing's happening. Even if she waited 11 months and, 29 days for husband number one, That's 1 day she spent for the Yavam, right? She spent 12 months minus 1 day with the Baal and 1 day with the Yavam. He says, "Oh, kulam b'fnei Yavam, chaser yom echad b'fnei Baal," or 1 day with the Baal, the other way around. Eino chel b'truma. He says, "Nuzu mishnah rishona." So this is the first mishnah, which is that after 12 months, they're going back to the regular wife that she can eat truma. Beitin shalach rein amru. A later bezin said, turn page to the top line on Zayinu Beis. That under no circumstances can a woman eat truma till she goes into the chuppah. So there was a Mishnah Rishona, and then they changed, they adjusted the halakha, okay? Which we'll see in the Gemara. Correct. All right? Right? You're going to the Yibum situation. We're going back to the first case in the Mishnah. You're going back to the Yibum situation. Okay, which are you doing? After 12 months, the husband number one died. No, in other words, the Avam, she can never eat with the Avam. In other words, she has to Yibam. But in other words, before you... Right. In other words, right. If she's Shomer the Avam, she cannot eat the Truma. That's in essence what he's saying. It doesn't make a difference, even if she spent 11, almost 12 months with the original husband, and 1 day with the Avam, she still can't eat the Truma. That's what the Gemara is saying. Okay, now, the Gemara says, "Benani Mila, where do I know this halacha that we allow a woman 1 year to prepare for the wedding?" So, Amar of Chista da Amar Kra. Now, the Gemara is going to bring Pesuk, but the Pesuk is like a remez. It's a Dindra Banan that we give her 12 months. He says, "Vayomer achi avi ima, teshev anara imatanu yamima wasur." This is talking about Rivka. Remember, Eliezer goes to make the shidduch for Yitzchak, and then he says, Elias says, I'm happy, here I am. I represent Abraham, and this is the shidduch, and I want to go with it. And they said, we're happy with this. So then they say to him, this is Lavan and Betuel, Teisheva naro itano yamimo asur. Let the girl be with us, yamimo asur, and we're trying to figure out what yamimo asur means. So my yamim, what does yamim mean? Yilei mitrei yome. If it means 2 days, what does yamim mean usually? Days. So minimum days would be two. So if it means she should stay with us 2 days or 10 days. So he says, Mishnah Yinish Hachi, would a person speak this way? Amrle Treyome. They said, let her remain with us for 2 days. This is Lavan and Betuel. So Amar Lahu, Eliezer says back to them, lo, absolutely not. So Amrle Asara Yome. So they said, well, how about 10 days? So that doesn't make sense. The flow doesn't make any sense. In other words, the first term could be a longer term, and the second term a shorter term. Like can I say blah? No, can you say half a blah? So Ella ma yamim shana. So Gemara says, what does yamim mean? Can she be with us for a year? Dechtiv yamim tiagulatel. So the Gemara quotes a pasuk by the batei rei choma. If a person sells his bayit in an ear choma, he has up to a year to redeem the house. Otherwise, he kisses it goodbye. So it says, Tamim Yamim Tia Gulato, his gula, his redemption is for Yamim, he says, which means 1 year. So we see Yamim can mean a year. So that's what they said, Yamim Tisheba Nara Itano Yamim would be a year. He says, and then Oasur is going to be 10 months. In other words, can she be with us a year? No. 10 months? I don't think so. So the Gemara says, Ve'ema Chodesh. So the Gemara says, maybe Yamim means a month. Dechtiv Ad Chodesh Yamim. So it says, Ad Chodesh Yamim, I think it's talking about the Slav. In other words, like you're going to eat the Slav, Ad Chodesh Yamim, Ad Sheisei Me'apchem, Ayelachem Lazara. So we see the Yamim is used with the month. So Amri, they send the base medrash, Dan in Yamim Stam, Yamim Stam. And it was, we want to learn what Yamim means. In other words, Lavan and Betuel just said Yamim. So we're going to pick something. We take another pasuk that just deals with yamim, like by the batei rechoma. The second pasuk you have mentions chodesh ad chodesh yamim. So that's a whole different ballpark. That's a month. This is chodesh yamim. It means a month of days. So that's it. So okay. So that's that piece we did. Okay. Any questions, comments to us? Anything we did so far? Yeah, so that would mean, I guess, 10 days. That would be 10 days. That would be 10 days. Okay, now, let me just see what I have a little bit here. All right. We have to. All right, well, we'll do this a little bit later. And then this. All right, let's keep moving. Now. Okay, we should have to Amar Rebbe Zeira. Amar Rebbe Zeira, Tana taught in a brisa, Ketana, vein hi, vein avia, yichon la'akev. So a Ketana means a girl who's like below the age of 12. So either she or her father could delay the nisuin. Now the Gemara is going to adduce later on that even though on a din Torah, the father can marry off his daughter when she's a Ketana, but Chazal teaches that he shouldn't do this. It's not appropriate that he should marry off the daughter when she's a Ketana. But the Gemara says, if she's a Ketana, either she can delay the marriage or her father can delay the marriage. So the Gemara says, "Bishleimi imatzi ma'akva." So that she could delay the marriage, I understand. She's not ready to go forward, so we'll give her some time. Elavia, but as far as the father's concerned, i'ia nichala, if she's like gung-ho, I want to go get married, avia my nafkala mina. Why does the father care? In other words, he's a deirusin already. The girl's ready to go, so why not go? So Savar, the father thinks, Hashta lo yada. She doesn't know what she's getting into. L'machar mimrida v'nafka. The next day, she's going to be married with her husband. In other words, it's not going to work out to be a good shidduch. And he says, Va'akta v'nafla l'boy. And then she's going to fall in my precinct. So I think we should hold off. And then we wait till everybody's all lined up. That's what he's saying. Let's look at Rashi, the third white line of Rashi. Mimrida v'nafka. Timrod b'bala. So to Chalas Bol, she can't handle it anymore. But Teitzei, Tavoi Lai, Ach Tzigdal, and then she's going to come live with me till she gets older. Then I'm going to have to prepare with Tashit Achirim for another wedding, for a different Tashitim, whatever. So I'd rather avoid the situation, kind of go a little slow with this. All right. I'm Rabbi Abba Bar Levi, in Poskin L'Katana L'Hasi Akshi Katana. So Rabbi Abba Bar Levi says, we don't designate a date for the Ketana to marry when she's a Ketana. But we would arrange a date for a Ketana that the Nisuin will take place when she's a Gedola. In other words, we're not going to go forward with the Nisuin when she's a Ketana, but we'll pick a date when she's a Gedola. Okay? We're not. In other words, you're having Erusin and Nisuin. Erusin is down. We did the Erusin already. Oh. Now we do go for the Nisuin. So he says, we're not going to do the Nisuin when she's a Ketana. And we're going to have a Nisuin when she's not a Ketana. But posting a Ketana, I'll see a Gedola, but I can pick a date when she's a Gedola, and then we'll do it that way. Right, that Lechor is what he's saying. So the Gemara says, Pshita, that's obvious. So ma'u detema, leichushtil ma'ayla pachta mehashta v'chalsha. I might have thought that by picking a date when she's going to go through Nisuin, it's going to create anxiety for the young girl, and she'll feel like shvach from the whole thing. So kamash balan. So he's teaching me, in other words, what does he have to teach me if I say that I can't pick a date when she's a Ketana? So I would certainly think she could pick a date when she's a Gedola. But he's saying, no, I might have thought that picking the date itself creates anxiety for the girl, and he should hold off and not even pick a date, you know, until she gets to be older. So kamash balan, then he could pick the date now. Okay. I tell you, I made a mistake. I'm sorry, Rashi, the first time I learned Rashi, I made a mistake. About poskin chuli, but dafka below kiddushin, about kiddushin b'katan and lo, ash tzedil, from Tony Rota. I'm sorry. When he said pick the date, he means for the Erusin and the Nisuin. In other words, picking the date for the Ketana is the Erusin and the Nisuin. Rashi says they shouldn't even do Erusin when she's a Ketana, as Rashi says. Even though we did the Raisa, they could. But Rashi says they shouldn't do it when they shouldn't do it. Okay? Now, you know what? Could you get me out? I'm sorry to bother you, Yosef. I need Evan Ezer. There's one, only one volume in an oven here, okay? Thank you. Thank you. So, this is what the Mechaber says. The Mechaber says this in Siman Lamed Zayin. It's fashlo yikadesh bito shiktana ash tagdil with tumor pone ni rotza. It's a mitzvah not to marry off the girl when she's a ketana, the Mechaber says, until the girl says, I want X. That's what the Mechaber says. And then the Ramah says, v'yesh omrim, z'noin kim b'zman azel kadesh b'notenu ha'ktanot. Some say that we, Ashkenazim, have a minhag to marry off our girls, even though they're ketanot. Mishum sha'anu, looks like begalot, I can't read it, it's like the print's not so good. He says, sha'anu begalot, me'in lanu tamid sipuk dey tzorachei nidunya. He says, we don't always have like enough for the dowry. Yama'anu metei ma'at. But the words are blocked out. That's Hamid Sibuk Hagun, Lakino again. In other words, it sounds like we're very small in number. We don't have so much money. So we can find the Shidduch, and he's going for it. We'll go for it when we can. Lakino again is what the Ramah says. So the Ramah says there are minhagim to do when they're, you know, in Europe, at least Ashkenazim, they would marry. The marriage would be much, much, much younger, much, much younger. There was one Gadol. This was, do you remember Alfie Stoneman? He used to live here in Greenock. He had one of his forebears was the Minsker Gadol. And I think he showed me something that his forebear got married. I think he was like 13. And I don't know what the girl was, but they were very young. You know, like it was in the 18th century, I think. So they were, you know, doing things that we would not even, you know, think of even today. All right. But the main point is, though, that the Gemara that from Rashi and the Rishonim were saying that even though on a din d'oraisa you can marry off the girl when she's a ketana, you shouldn't do that. And that's what the Mechaber says. And the Ramah says there were other factors that entered the cheshbon that the Ashkenazim did it, but basically, ideally not. Okay, let's see back in the Gemara. Now, I'm up to Amar Rav Huna, everybody with me, midway down the column. Amar Rav Huna, Bagra Yom Echad Ben Kadsha, if a girl is Bogar, now again, 0 to 12 is ketana, 12 to 12 and a half nara, and then 12 and a half up is a bogeret. So Amar Rav Huna Bagra Yom Echad Ben Kadsha, if she is a bogeret one day in her Bagros, and then she received Kiddushin, Nonim La Shloshim Yom Kalmana. She only gets 30 days like the Almana. Now this is difficult to understand. Let's think of the Rashi, the fifth nara line, Nonim La Shloshim Yom Kalmana, Yishat Erusin, Shekhin Shabagra Hi, Mechina Tachshitim Kodim Bagra, Shein Rotsa Lil Shorot. So the assumption is, the reason she would get additional time is to allow her time to prepare for the wedding. In other words, but the way it's coming out from the Gemara is like she's like aging out. So she's like, you know, nervous. So she's getting everything ready already, just waiting for the guy to, you know, propose or to do the Erusin, and then she's ready to go quicker. So once she's about there, we only give her 30 days. Now, the difficulty with this is, so what's the halakha in the Mishnah that we give the girl a year? So if the Bogeret is only getting 30 days, so who's getting a year, and how's that working out? So Tosfos takes this out. Let's look at the Tosfos. Bagri Yom Echad Ben Kadsha Chulay. Vim Tomar Manithin Dekatanim Shemishtabin Onim L'Shem Yisrael Chodesh Eichim Ashkakat Lo. So where do we find your base Chodesh? In the second, third Tosfos. Kevan Dei Nonim Li'olam El Shoshim Yom Bagrut. There was only 30 days is for Bogeret. The Mistama Ayri Ben Kadsha Shinara. Moshe Derek Ben Adam Da'asur L'Kadesh Abito Ketana. Vim Poskin Nam L'Ketana L'Hasiyah V'yish Lomar. So he wants to say, if she got the Kiddushin when she was a Nara, then we're going to give her 12 months. If she, again, this is according to Rav Huna. Rav Huna, the Gemara is going to slug up Rav Huna. The Gemara is going to reject Rav Huna in another 20 lines. But right now, the Gemara thinks that according to Rav Huna, so if she's a Bogeret, we give her 30 days. If she's in a Rusa when she's a Nara, then we would give her a year. He says, "V'tama the Shabagra Kot Mishin Kadsha in L'Shnei Mishra Chodesh V'stama Yichina Kolta Shita." Because once she's a Bogeret, then probably she prepared everything already. You know, he says, "She'im Yimatzei Labal Yeh Kol Mukhan." Everything ready. I'm ready to go. As soon as the guy says, "Harei Mukdeshli," I got everything. I only need 30 days. About the Kadsha Kotem Bagrut. The idea is, if she's already, it sounds like this is like the prime time. If she's a Nara and now she's Mekudeshet, he thinks, you know, I have nothing to worry about. You know, I can take my sweet time, that type of thing. In other words, so if she's like between 12 and a half, 12 and 12 and a half, and she's Mukadesha, I got time. The guy read it every said got 12 months. But the other one is going to rush already because she's eager. Or that's the way Tosus wants to say. So see back on the Gemara. So Meife up to Meife. So again, that's Rav Huna's din. And I said we're going to talk about Rav Huna in 20 lines, but then we're going to ask a question again. So Meife, Bagra Harei Tavua. So the Brisa says, if she's a Bogeret, she's like a Tavua, is like a woman who has, you know, the man had already sought a wedding date for her. So my love, Kitvua de Betula. Is it not like Tavua of a Betula? In other words, means just like the Nara we gave 12 months for, so the Bogeret also the same thing. That's what we think. In other words, Tavua is like the case in the Mishnah. If he was saying, I'd like a date when we're going to get married, so we give her 12 months. So the Braisa says, Bagra Harei Kitavua. If she's a Bogeret, she's like the Tavua. Does that mean Tavuk the Betula would be 12 months? Lo, Kitvua d'almana. No, it means like the Almana. In the Mishnah, the Almana got 30 days. So he's saying Tavua, in other words, like the one who is proposing a date, that she's being pressed to get a date. So the Almana gets 30 days. She says, I'm not ready. 30 days. So the Bogeret also 30 days. In other words, there's a way to explain this Braisa in accordance with Rav Huna. That's the basic idea. Tavua isn't a time. Tavua means it's a situation where the husband is saying, let's get married. I want a date certain when we're going to get married. So she says, I need time. But there's a clock begins to run. So when it says like Tavua, what does it mean? So we thought it's like Tavua, like the Nara gets a year. So, and that Rikash against Rav Huna. No, it's like Tavua and Almana gets 30 days. So Tashma, we ask another question. Bogeret Shashata Shnimasar Chodesh. Yeah, Bogeret, who delayed 12 months waiting for a wedding. Reb Lezer Omer, Hol B'chaya Bala Muzon Teha, Yefer. So the Tana Reb Lezer, and we're going to try to ask this against Rav Huna. It doesn't look like it's going like Rav Huna because it's 12 months. But at that point, he says that since the husband is chayv in Mizono to give food to her, Yefer, he also can revoke her vows without the father being involved. So again, when the girl's in her father's house, when she's a katana or a nara, the father can revoke the vows. And then if it's between Erusin and Nisuin, so the father and the baal got to get together to revoke the vows. But if a year has already passed, so he's saying that the husband alone will do it. So but that's a kasha against Rav Huna, because it says, Bogeret Shneimasar Chodesh. Ema Bogeret B'Shishata Shneimasar Chodesh. The way we should understand the Braisa is there are two separate cases in the Braisa. Case A is the Bogeret, and case B is the girl who waited 12 months. Reb Lezer Omer, Ho'ilu Bala Chayav Mizonotel Yafer. So Reb Lezer says, since the Baal is Chayav Mizonot, he can be Mayfair Linadarim. But it means the Bogeret gets 30 days, and the Shata Shneimasar Chodesh would be, let's say, the Nara, that thing. Okay, Tashma, we ask another question against Rav Huna. Hama'are said a betula. If a person does erusin with a betula, bein shetava habal b'hima kevet, where the baal seeks to get a date certain and she's like, you know, holding her heels in, uvein shetava hi ubal ma'akev, or the other way around, she wants to get married and he's saying, I need more time. No, nimla shneima sarchodesh m'shat tviya. The clock begins to run 12 months from the time that one of them demands a date certain for the wedding. So, aval lo mishat erusin, but not from the time of the erusin, from the time of the tzviya. Ubagra, here's the most important part, ubagra harei kitavua. If she's a bogeret, she's got the same din as a tavua. Teitzad, bagra yom echad ben akadsha, she may compare it when she's 12 and a half in one day, and then she got kiddushin. No nimla shneima sar chodesh. We give her 12 months. Not looking good for Rav Huna. The Braisa says before she get 12 months. Ula arusa shloshim yom, and we don't know what la arusa means. Shloshim yom. Tiyufta Rav Huna tiyufta. So Rav Huna is all up kishlat. So Rav Leibowitz said that he quoted a Rashbam somewhere. It might have been in Bava Batra. He said that when it says tiyufta twice, that means he's really up kishlat. He's finished. But the emes is. There's a whole Tosfos here, and Rav Leibowitz was talking about this, where in another Gemara, it sounds like they're working with this thing with Rav Huna. So it's a little less so simple. All right, now back in the Gemara, Now, Mayla Rusa Shloshim Yom. So having slugged up Rav Huna, though, we quoted the Braisa, and at the end of the Braisa, we had the language for Narusa, we give 30 days. What does that mean? Amara Papa Haki Kamara. Papa says this is what it means. Bogeret Sha'avruela Shlemasar Chodesh, Babagrut, Benetatcha, Nonimla Shloshim Yom Kalmana. If she's a Bogeret, that she's already 12 months into Bagrut, which means she'd be 13 and a half. At that point, we give her 30 days like an Almana, a Lakora. Yeah, that's it. That's it. Let me make sure I got this right, and then we'll go on. 1 second. Everything depends on the situation. 1 second, 1 second, 1 second. 1 second. Yeah. Right. Yeah. From the okay, now. Yeah. Well, so, what? Right. Okay, now. All right, let me do a little piece here, and then we'll go on. Now, this is from the Al Hadar. So in Talmudic times, there was a lengthy period of time between Erusin and Nisuin, during which the bride and groom would prepare their needs up for the marriage. The Mishnah says that a Nara Betula is given 12 months to prepare for the marriage from the time that the groom expresses a desire to perform Nisuin. After the 12-month period, Bezdin compels the bride to proceed with the wedding without delay. Conversely, if the bride expresses a desire to proceed with the marriage, the groom is given a maximum of 12 months to prepare for the wedding. If the groom delays the wedding more than the allotted 12 months, he's obligated to begin supporting his bride with food and clothing as though they were already married. The Ravai adds that if the bride is not satisfied with this arrangement and does not want to wait any longer for the wedding, she could demand a divorce. The Gemara says that a man who is engaged to a minor girl cannot demand that she get married while she's still a minor because a minor is not mature enough for marriage. However, the groom can demand while the bride is a minor that a wedding date be designated after she was an adult. But we saw in Rashi comments that the Gemara is not saying it's permitted to perform the Kiddushin with a minor girl, designated wedding date when she becomes a Gdol, because the Gemara in Kiddushin on Mem Aleph, Amud Aleph, says rabbinically forbidden for a father to accept Kiddushin for his minor daughter since she is too young to choose a fitting husband. Rather, the Gemara is referring to a father who arranges for his daughter's engagement and not her betrothal. The Gemara is saying that a wedding date could be set when the minor girl will be a Gdola. Tiferes Yaakov proves from this Rashi that the 12-month maximum waiting period could be enforced even for a couple who was merely engaged to be married, even if the Kiddushin was not performed. In other words, he wants to say that you could have the 12-month clock go even though they don't have Erusin even. He says that if a bride after her engagement requests that a wedding date be set, the groom may not delay the wedding more than 12 months. He rules that if the groom delays the wedding more than 12 months, he's obligated to provide sustenance for his bride. All right, now the Babit disagrees and maintains that a groom who delays the wedding more than 12 months is obligated to provide sustenance only where Kiddushin was performed and the bride is constrained from marrying anyone else without divorce. In other words, what's the situation where I have this 12-month clock with penalties being invoked? Is that only when I have the Erusin and then this 12-month clock and then they can start really, you know, hitting me with penalties? Or if we just have the engagement ring, is it even then? However, if the couple is merely engaged, the groom is remiss on his commitment to get married, the bride has the option of breaking the engagement and marrying someone else. Therefore, Bezdin does not force such a groom to provide sustenance for his bride. That's according to the Mabit. Okay, let's see further in the Gemara, and that'll be it. Now, well, first, any questions, anything we did? Otherwise, we're going on. Okay, the first way why lying downstairs. The Yizman Velonisu. So we said in the Mishnah that we had the Mishnah Rishona and the Mishnah Achrona. According to the Mishnah Rishona, if 12 months elapse and he's a Kohen and she's a Bas Yisrael, he has to give her food and he can give her truma, whether it's all truma or half truma, but she's eating the truma already. And then the later Mishnah said, no, absolutely no truma when she's in the father's house. He's not alone issue. So Amar Ula, Dvar Torah, Rusa Bak Yisrael, fill up the truma. So Ula says, and this is like the line to remember from today's Gemara, it says, if a girl went through Erusin on a Torah level, she can eat truma right away once they have Erusin. Shinemar, but Kohen Kikan Nefesh Kinyan Kaspo. The Torah says, I think it's in Parshas Emor, if a Kohen acquires a Nefesh Kinyan Kaspo, his acquisition, Bahainami Kinyan Kaspo Hu. In other words, a wife is called Kinyan Kaspo. It doesn't mean she's acquired in the same way that an object is acquired, but it's a Kinyan Kaspo. He has a Kinyan with her. So he says, so then she could eat truma. Ma'atam Amru Eino Chalet. Why do the Chachamim say that she should not eat truma when she's only after Erusin before Nisuin? Shemayim Zagula Kos Beit Aviya. Because maybe if she can eat truma, maybe they'll give her a cup of truma wine to drink when she's in her father's house. And she'll give a drink to her brother and her sister who were not entitled to have the truma. So ihaki gizman v'lonisu nami. So if that's the case, why does the Mishnah Rishona anticipate the possibility that after 12 months she would be able to eat truma? In other words, if that's the case, we're concerned that she'll give the food for her brother and her sister. So according to the Mishnah Rishona, it's what happens after 12 months? Where does that go? So the Gemara says, Hatam duchtam yachidla. So the Gemara says, after 12 months, the husband, in other words, the Arus, is going to designate a different place for her to live. In other words, not her father's house, not his house. They'll get her an apartment somewhere where she'll stay separately. Ela miata. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, Laki Kohen Yisrael Lelechu Betruma. So Laki Kohen means like a farmhand who's a Kohen. I'm a Yisrael, and I hire a worker, a farm, somebody. Laki means he's going to help me with the harvest. He's helping me harvest grain or harvest the food, and he's a Kohen. So he, Lechor, shouldn't eat Truma. Why? Dilma Atu Lemecha Bahadeh. Maybe they're the Yisraelim, they're the employers. Maybe he'll come to eat with them, and they'll end up eating Truma. So the worker is a Kohen. Laki is a Kohen. So maybe I shouldn't have meat. Maybe he should not be allowed to eat Truma. So the Gemara says, Hashtam Yididu Safu Lehim Yididu Achli. The Gemara says, normally the employer gives the food to the employee. So the employee is not going to give food to the employer. That's not a chashash. All right. Now, the Gemara says, okay, so that's the first.
Why are they incurring an expense for another place?
They can repeat.
Why would the husband?
Yeah, in other words, after 12 months, he's under an obligation to feed her, to support her, to do everything for her. So the Gemara is saying that he'll also get her a separate place to live. That's what the Gemara is saying. If he's a Kohen.
So the father is kicking her out?
No, the father's not kicking her out, but it's like there's a certain responsibility that comes as when the clock begins ticking, and then you're supposed to get married in 12 months. You don't get married in 12 months. So just like you got to support her, you have to support her in other ways also. All right, so the first new kimta is that the Arusa cannot eat truma because we're afraid she'll give food to her brothers and sisters. Now, the second shot is, we'll say again what? Arusa. I wouldn't say engaged, engaged in English is different. Okay, so I'm Rav Shmuel Bar, Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yehuda, but on the side it says to be Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Amar, Mishum Simpon. So he has a different hesber, why the Arusa should not eat truma, because of Simpon means like a mum that the husband didn't know about, and when he discovers this mum, it could be Mechach Taus, and then he'll say that the whole Arusin was acquired under false pretenses, and then it'll come out retroactively she was not entitled to eat the truma. Let's see Rashi, Mishum Simpon, 20 lines from the bottom in the Rashi. Yishim Simpon, who damar Rusal tochav truma shegizman shechay mizonoteha, l'shom Simpon who beetle is like undoing something is a Simpon. Don't shovar mevatel shtar kuri Simpon. A receipt is also called a Simpon because it undoes the shtar chov. He says umum beisha obe behema shemvatel mekach kuri Simpon. A mum, a blemish on a woman or an animal that undoes the whole transaction is called Simpon. So it's going to come out that a non-Kohen ate the truma, she's chayav me to be deshmayim. We want to avoid this terrible, course of events. So back in the Gemara, five lines to the bottom. Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda Amar Mishum Simpon. Ihafi nitlas alachup of lo nivah lo nami. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, let's say the woman, she already went to the chuppah, but she didn't have relations with him. So we think he doesn't know what mumim she has. So why does the Mishnah say in the Mishnah Achrona, Ashtiknes Lechuppah? So the top line in our column says, in Isho Kel Betruma, Ashtiknes Lechuppah. The Mishnah Achrona says that she doesn't eat Truma until she goes to the Chuppah. But let's say the Chuppah and he doesn't have relations with her, so he doesn't see everything. So maybe there's still a problem with Simpon, according to that Hesber. So hata mivdak badik lo v'hadr ma'ayil. Says in a situation like that, you would have family members check her out, and to make sure that she doesn't have any mumim, and then he'll do the. In other words, if the chuppah is let's say 15 months later, so he'll have the family members check her out. So el miata ebed kohen shalach chomi Yisrael aleichu betruma. Let's say the kohen buys an ebed kanani. And he purchases the Eved Kanani from Israel. So an Eved Kanani is allowed to eat truma. But the Gemara says, if I purchase an Eved, if I'm afraid of Simpon, so maybe by an Eved Kanani, also I could be afraid of Simpon. You shouldn't be able to eat truma. You shouldn't Simpon. So why am I, in other words, if I'm a Kohen and I buy an Eved Kanani, why is the Eved allowed to eat it? Maybe I'll find a Simpon later on. So the Gemara says, Simpon b'avadim leka. He says, look, there is no situation with Simpon b'avadim. Why? If it's on the outside, it's open and notorious, so I see it. And if I choose to buy it, then I buy it with eyes wide open. If it's like not exposed, he says, I need him for work, so why should I care if he's got a scar on his stomach or something like that? He says, now, that which is hidden, he doesn't care about. Let's say it turns out that the Eved is a thief, or a Kubyustos is either a kidnapper or, according to Rashi, is a gambler. So he says, Gigio. So he expects it. In other words, when I'm buying slaves, I'm not expecting people who are like, you know, choir boys, right? He says, Gigio, the top line of Rashi, Lokeh ben Mechapatel, the bright people of Bach Mocha Peiro, Mocha Eved Lachapeiro, but instead down of Kubyustos, Gigio. Just I'm a Ganavim. The average Eved is a Ganav. What am I so shocked about? He says, my Ika listed Mizunyan and Omukhtav Lamalchut, back in the Gemara. So what are the possibilities that could really undo the whole thing? So the possibility that turns out the Eved I got was an armed bandit, or he's Mukhtav Lamalchut. He's like, you know, on the top, not wanted list, but like the top execution list from the government. And I bought it, I guess, at a discount or whatever. He says, Hanau Kala Itlahu. So it's like well known. Everybody knows about those things. And so if I purchased the person and he was wanted to be executed, I know about it. I know about it. So he says here, Mithi, Bain Lamar, Bain Lamar, Lo Akla, Mai Bainayu. So the Gemara says at the end of the day, whether I say the reason she can't eat Truma is because of Ula, that she'll give it to her brothers and sisters, or the reason is because of Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, because of Simpon, at the end of the day, the woman, the Narusa can't eat truma, and the Nesua could eat truma. So what's the nafkamina between the two? So the Gemara says, my benayu, ika benayu, kibel maser bahala. The nafkamina would be these three things. Kibel maser bahala. If you look at Rashi, the second narrow line in Rashi, kibel alav ba'al and a woman. Let's say the husband, he knows about the woman and he accepts it. The simple neklamechash. Right. In other words, let's say she reveals him every mum, or he has his relatives inspect her, you know, whatever. He knows about it and he's good with it. But she's still in her father's house. So the simpon leklamekash, I'm not worried about simpon, the shematakta lakilakota, yiklamekash. So under those circumstances, according to Ula, I still have a problem. But according to Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, I don't. And then masar, and then the halach are the next two. Masar ab l'shluchei baal, if the father gave her over to the shluchim lebal. In other words, like the stagecoach arrives at the father's house, and the father gives her, the woman, his daughter, over to the shluchim lebal. O shahalku shluchim abim shluchim lebal. Or he gave it to his own shluchim, and then his shluchim went together with the shluchim lebal. His lek lamecha shem etashe lachilachota delet neu gaba. So I don't have to worry about giving food to the brothers and sisters. She's off. Again, he says, the ik lamecha shem simple, but I won't have to worry about simple. All right. Now, that's it. Let me just take a look. One second.
How does Simpon translate?
So Rashi went through it. It doesn't have an easy word to translate into English. How did the article translate Simpon? Simpon is something that undoes.
Simpon.
So it's something that undoes the transaction. I don't know how to translate it. In this case, the
moon. Retroactive annulment.
But other things that could undo the transaction. Okay, now. All right, we'll hear a story, and then that will be it for today. Okay, for about 5 years during the time when the Chabina Rav Zitzal served in Sheben, the Kedushat Tzion above of Zitzal also lived in the town. When the Rav married off his children, he naturally sent an open invitation to the Rebbe. The Rebbe decided to attend a Sheva Brachos that the Rav made in his house. When the Rebbe arrived with his entourage, he took out some money and gave it to his son-in-law and said, send one of the young men to purchase beer for drinking. When the Rav, who was quite wealthy during his tenure in Sheben, heard this, he said, I'm the Baal Simcha here, and I already purchased the drinks. Why is the Rebbe sent out for more? The Bava Rebbe answered, I'm sending out for drink because of the Tosfos, who write that it is the way of a guest to give mashke to the people of his host household. The Rav, who was known to have encyclopedic knowledge of Shas, immediately said, "There is no such Tosfos." Although the Rabbi was known to be a prodigious scholar himself, he was silent and did not try to defend his position further. When the Rav later reviewed Subas Mem Zayin of Beis, he learned the last Tosfos on the Daf. To his surprise, he saw that Tosfos says that the way of a guest is to provide mashke to the host household to find favor in their eyes, like to give the drink to the members of the household. The Rav was so impressed with the scholarship of the Kedushat Tzion that the very next day he told the entire story to the Bachman in his yeshiva. He concluded by saying, "Some rabbis are known to do great miracles, but to me the Kedushat Tzion ability to be silent about the fact that he was correct is worth more than many moftim." Okay, that's it. Let me see here one second.